Chapter 2. Scratch. The Seven Deadly Sins. When you're starting out with a blank slate, don't curse your name with any disadvantages. Every time you have to help people spell, pronounce, and understand your name, you are essentially apologizing for it, which devalues your brand. Unique spellings, nonsensical words, and unfamiliar expressions may differentiate you. But just because it's different doesn't mean it's good. There's a terribly misguided belief that unique equals creative, which equals great. Think of a time when you've been in an art gallery, at a garage sale, or in the home of a friend, and you eyed a strange oil painting, turned to the person next to you and whispered, "What were they smoking?" People react the same way to strange names. For a glimpse at the seriously strange, you need to look no further than the annual winners of TechCrunch Disrupt, a breeding ground of awesome startups with not-so-awesome names. Past winners include Atmosphere, Bojam, Gazopa, Place, Schweip, Tollem, and Tweegee. Distinctive names? Yes. Good names? Hardly. Place. When to scratch it off the list. As you know from the previous chapter, the Smile and Scratch name evaluation test is based on my philosophy. A name should make you smile instead of scratch your head. We've covered SMILE, the acronym for the five qualities of a great name. SCRATCH is an acronym for the seven deal breakers. A good way to remember this, if it makes you scratch your head, scratch it off the list. SCRATCH, the seven deadly sins. S, spelling challenged. C, copycat. R, restrictive. A, annoying. T, tame. C, curse of knowledge. H, hard to pronounce. If you want a strong name, make sure it doesn't suffer from any of these weaknesses. Spelling challenged. Not spelled like it sounds. If you have to spell your name out loud for people, Siri butchers it, or it looks like a typo, it's a mistake. Spelling your brand name in a non-intuitive way isn't clever. It's lazy. Sure, it's tempting to spell your name creatively so you can nab an available domain name. But spelling challenged names will forever frustrate your customers, embarrass your employees, and annoy journalists, bloggers, and proofreaders. And if you are still in elementary school,